Here I will explain to the best of my abilities and for others' benefit the ultimate nature of mind, the actual meaning of the non-dual perfection of wisdom. So this word, perfection of wisdom, is how Edu translated Prajnaparamita. Paramita can be translated as perfection or the gone beyond of. The word paramita is literally the gone beyond. So of the six paramitas, Prajnaparamita is the sixth paramita, and all the other paramitas become paramitas because of Prajnaparamita. That means that Prajnaparamita informs them, all the other five, with her or its teachings on emptiness. Emptiness of self, emptiness of other, and emptiness of the act or actions between self and other. So, for example, the first paramita is generosity. And if you are generous, but you don't have the understanding of the emptiness of the self, the object, and the act, then it's not dana paramita. It's just dana. So it's really that, patience, the same. You know, if you have an idea of someone being patient with an object or with another person or thing, and then the act also as being real and solid, then it's not the Zopa Paramita. So it's how it's different than ordinary virtue. It's why it's a Buddhist. It's Buddhist, and it's coming from the Mahayana teachings, the paramitas, because of this influence of Prajnaparamita. So Prajnaparamita has that sense of being sort of the culmination of the six paramitas, and it's also the five preceding paramitas of generosity, morality, patience, meditation, and diligence, or diligence and meditation. All of those are relative paramitas, and Prajnaparamita is where you take the leap into absolute truth. So in Mahayana, there's always this teachings of relative and absolute truth. And it's through Prajnaparamita that you leap into the absolute level, which is beyond mind. And so Prajnaparamita has that that quality, and is also stand alone. It's not always mentioned in terms of the six paramitas, but as a teaching in itself. And it began around the time of the beginning of the first millennium, the teachings of Prajnaparamita, with the advent of the Mahayana in Buddhism, which was this second big wave of Buddhist teaching. And it was the beginning of the feminine principle in Buddhism. There was no idea of feminine principle before Prajnaparamita in Buddhism. And so this was the feminine conceived of as wisdom. And the prajna is a feminine ending, just linguistically, but it took on this quality of the feminine and was spoken of always as she. And then in the later period, in the tantric period, became actually embodied as a tantric goddess, Prajnaparamita. But that wasn't until around 700. So before that, she was referred to as she, or it was referred to as she, this wisdom concept. And then also this notion of her as mother of the Buddhas was also there early on. But the earliest written records of a actual goddess were around 400, and then the first statues of her, of Prajnaparamita as a goddess, were later around 700. So it started as a philosophical concept that was always had this kind of feminine tinge, even though it's really such an absolute concept, but still it had this feminine tinge. And then gradually, by the tantric period, became a goddess. And then in the Sadhana Mala, which is one of the earliest collections of tantric sadhanas in India, Sadhana Mala meaning, you know, like mala. So it's a whole string of sadhanas, tantric sadhanas. There were 9 sadhanas to Prajnaparamita, which is really quite a few, of her as a deity where there's mantra and so on. Here, in this, we're talking more about Prajnaparamita as the absolute truth.